Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of emotional strength right here on The Feminine Reset. Ever feel like you're holding on to so much emotion swirling around inside, just waiting to be unleashed? You know that feeling when you want to scream into a pillow, but somehow hold it all in? We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. Because let's face it, girls, bottling things up isn't doing us any favors. It's like trying to squeeze toothpaste back into the tube, messy, ineffective, and ultimately frustrating. So, what are some key takeaways from this emotional powerhouse conversation? Buckle up, because we're about to unlock some serious wisdom. First off, understanding that emotions aren't good or bad is vital. Sadness, anger, joy, fear, they are all part of the beautiful tapestry of human experience. Think of it like a rainbow, each color adds its unique vibrancy to the whole picture. Trying to suppress one color just makes the rainbow less brilliant, right? Secondly, we need to ditch the shame around vulnerability. It takes courage to let our guard down and truly express ourselves. Remember those childhood days when you could cry freely without a second thought? Let's reclaim that sense of fearless authenticity. We don't have to put on a brave face all the time. Vulnerability is actually a superpower. It fosters deep connections and allows us to show up as our most genuine selves. Third, creating a safe space starts with ourselves. Cultivating self-compassion is essential. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to your best friend going through a tough time. Practice mindfulness, tune into your emotions without judgment. Journaling can also be a powerful tool for exploring and understanding your inner world. Now, let's talk about finding external support systems. Surround yourself with people who genuinely listen and offer non-judgmental space for you to express your feelings. This could be friends, family, a therapist, or even an online community where you feel comfortable sharing your experiences. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And lastly, remember that emotional release can take many forms. It might involve crying, talking it out, dancing like nobody's watching, writing poetry, painting whatever feels authentic and liberating for you. Don't limit yourself. Explore different outlets until you find what resonates with your soul. Ever feel like you're about to explode with emotions, but you're stuck in a meeting at work? Maybe you have that project due, or the kids are having a meltdown, and you just want to scream into a pillow metaphorically, of course. I totally get it. But picture this. You're feeling overwhelmed during a stressful work meeting. Instead of clenching your jaw and internally panicking, you take a deep breath, excuse yourself for a moment, and head to the restroom. There, you close your eyes, visualize a calming scene, maybe a beach or a forest, and allow yourself a few minutes to simply breathe and release any tension. You return to a meeting feeling centered and ready to tackle those challenges with a clear mind. That's the power of creating a safe space for emotional expression. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be as simple as taking a moment for yourself, acknowledging your feelings, and releasing them in a healthy way. So, my beautiful listeners, remember this. Emotions are not enemies to be feared or suppressed. They are messengers, guiding us towards deeper understanding and growth. Create spaces where you feel comfortable exploring those emotions with yourself, with trusted friends, with professionals. Allow yourself to feel, to express, and to release. And most importantly, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Head over to our social media pages and tell us what resonates with you or if you have any tips for creating a safe space for emotional expression in your own lives. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, your emotional strength is your superpower. Embrace it, cultivate it, and let it shine.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.